Squirrel Horn Radio.
Reality Radio.
Good game. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you need to be tuned in right here. The Ground Hard Radio.
Yeah.
Call up. The number is
323-693-3043.
Talk to the host. Dick Chronicles. Dangerous Tactics. And Virginia Supernova Slim. It's gonna die. Let this be the last time I have to tell y'all that.
Hey, this your boy Dice. When I'm not in the studio with my homie Mook Duke, you can catch me on Ground Hard every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. with my nigga Jit, Dangerous, Trigger, A Free Slim for the hottest indie and major music from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. 323-693-3043. Press 1, don't be scared to talk. And we also doing it on Thursday night, late at night. And on Tuesday, we do Pump It or Dump It. If the shit ain't hot, it's getting dropped. Fuck with Ground Hard Radio. If you ain't grinding hard, go home. Dice.
Thank you for tuning in to Ground Hard Radio.
Reality Radio.
You can check us out at groundhardradio.com.
Official.
We on every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1.
Here.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
Let's go!
Duval, V-A-A-T-S, y'all, it's Ground Hard Radio. Press 1 to join the party. 323-693-3043. Go live with the team. Duval, V-A-A-T-S, y'all, it's Ground Hard Radio. Press 1 to join the party.
Welcome everybody to another edition, another episode of Ground Hard Radio. I am your big homie, Dangerous Tactics, B&E Club Loud Boss. I'm in the building with the mayor of Duval County, the man with the voice. You already know who he is, Jit Chronicles, big bro, what it do?
Give me the loot. Duval, what's hood? This your boy Jit Chronicles, the mayor of Duval County. Straight up from the gate up.
Already know. The next host up, my twin, also known as the Doctor of Love, representing the Supernovas, representing VATL, the Team Ground Hard, the First Lady of Ground Hard Radio, Virginia Supernova Slim, what it do?
Yeah.
what it do, Grind Hard Radio. I'm in this bitch ready to turn up. Let's go.
Yep. And you already know, man, Grind Hard Radio has the hottest co-host of anywhere. And the first co-host, the only co-host for the night, you know what I mean? You never know which other ones might pop up. But in the building, Philly's most underrated, you need to get familiar with him, Team Rock Nation leader, the boy, that boy, Young Nah. What it do, my nigga?
Buzz happening, grind or die, we in here, let's get it.
You already know. And we got a hot-ass show for y'all tonight, man. We got your boy Clear J coming through. And the last guest, but not least, we got Paul Brawley of Monster Magazine. And the topic for tonight's show is, do you believe whether or not, do you believe whether bass style of rapping, for example, rappers like Lil B and Soulja Boy, do you believe that is a part of hip-hop? And the second part of the question, do you believe that any of them will ever go platinum, which means, to the people who don't know, sell a million records?
That's real shit.
Let go.
But you know what to do, man. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. Or if you're online, you can hit us up in the Grind Hard Radio chat room. I'm going to hit y'all with two back-to-back tracks. But we're going to start this thing off first with your girl, D Slim. We're on the way, live on Grind Hard Radio. That's my kid. Turn up.
Let's go.
Exclusive is heard first on
Grind Hard Radio. Supernova slimming this bitch, and you already know I'm fucking with Grind Hard Radio. Dangerous Tactics, Get Chronicle, and Get Throw Trigger. You already know what it is.
Lego!
Get it, stop playing, cause time's up. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then baby, we gon' fuck. If you want this love, baby, that's all you gotta say. Tell me you in the car, you on the way. If you want it, come and get it, stop playing, cause time's up. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then baby, we gon' fuck. If you want this love, baby, that's all you gotta say. Tell me you in the car, you on the way.
Damn, you looking good, shorty, I gotta give you that. Apple bottom looking fat, pretty face and man. Mama must have gave you that. You can't deny, make some gangsters wanna try, make some players wanna buy, make some niggas wanna fly all over the place just to show off that ass and face. You like amazing grace. Yeah, girl, what sweet, sweet sound. When I got you in the telly, putting that pound game down. Yeah, my homie, you my main bitch. Excuse the language, but I'm known to tank shit. Can you handle it? Get the whip, dip, and candy grip. I'm chrome shoes. 20s on them 22s, boo. Left on you, woo. I don't need no proof, baby girl, it's me and you. Together we like beating shoes. I walk that green mile for you just to get that smile from you. Long as you keep it true, no limits to what I'll do for you. Magic cool, speaking, pull
up. If you want it, come and get it, stop playing, cause time's up. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then baby, we gon' fuck. If you want this love, baby, that's all you gotta say. Tell me you in the car, you on the way. If you want it, come and get it, stop playing, cause time's up. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then baby, we gon' fuck. If you want this love, baby, that's all you gotta say. Tell me you in the car, you on the way.
Assume the position, I give you what your body's been missing. Initiate the foreplay with some hugging and kissing. I talk and you listen, my words fill your head with a vision. When you're with Virginia Slim, you can't expect a collision. You made the decision, now sit back and understand why. I'm about to turn you out, that's just FYI. I call blunt force trauma, nigga. Fuck the drama, nigga. Yeah, I got it and I get it from my mama. I'ma get what I want tonight, baby, I want you. You can spend the night or you can leave when you want to. I'm not trying to marry you, at least tonight I'm not. But given the opportunity, I'ma find a spot. Get God, let the rhythm take control of your hormones. I keep ounces of weed, so we stay in the ozone. And I'm not stopping, you heard what I'm saying. You know how Virginia Slim like it, so stop playing. If you want it, come and get it, stop playing, cause time's up. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then baby, we gon' fuck. If you want this love, baby, that's all you gotta say. Tell me you in the car, you on the way. If you want it, come and get it, stop playing, cause time's up. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then baby, we gon' fuck. If you want this love, baby, that's all you gotta say. Tell me you in the car, you on the way.
But all you give a nigga is trouble, pain, and strife. Still, I fuck with it. I'm addicted to them kisses. How you all on the
on the way.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
Yo, you know when you're in a party and you're just having so much fun, cause everyone just thinks you're cool as hell, all the girls are just surrounded by you and shit, it's just like, everything's going right, and then some real niggas make it in and all that shit change. All these Cuban links, call me Ricky, nigga.
Woo.
Ricardo, I hope this redhead swallows. Talking crazy in the club, how you gon' do me?
No, you are not.
Now she acting shy, please explain. Lucy got a bunch of bitches and a bunch of switches. I'ma fuck hoes and I'ma smoke those.
Yeah.
Too much for my ex-girl, but I'm just enough for these new hoes. Ask me if I wanna roll, I said shit, I guess so.
I guess.
I'm coming in, I'm fresh as fuck, but these ain't even my best clothes. Rode up, I showed up, I'm pulled up, they know us. Probably need a chauffeur, too many Jack and Colas. Guaranteed I'm focused, my eyes are at the lowest. And if I wink up at your girl, I'm pretty sure she'll notice. She been looking all night, nigga.
All night, nigga.
Say goodnight, nigga.
Goodnight, nigga.
I'm just trying to fuck your girl if that's alright
with
you. Now I'm fucking with you.
Nah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I take your girl home,
give
her the sweetest dreams. Sweetest dreams.
Sweetest dreams.
Yeah.
Sweetest dream,
yeah. Sweetest dream, take your girl home, give her the sweetest dream, yeah. You know what the fuck I mean. Take your girl home, give her the sweetest dream, yeah. You know what the fuck I mean. I take your girl home, give her the sweetest dream.
Any of you sons of bitches,
yeah.
Anything else to say? Now's the fucking time.
I'ma need more than a little bit. Give me like one night, and I swear to God that you'll never quit. Yeah, I promise that. I done fucked dimes and got dollars back.
Damn.
She a big fan, she know all my raps. Know you mad as fuck, I ain't call you back, but
whatever.
Your new man's a loser. Know it's hard to get used to. You miss what we had, but I barely knew ya. Ain't that crazy as fuck? Yeah, I know, man. White girls just love to blow. I call that hoe my cocaine. Welcome to my domain. These niggas is so lame. Grill you niggas like Hank Hill. All I need is propane. Kill the pussy like OJ. Top it off with champagne. Yeah, girl, I told you. I call that shit mimosa. Yeah. Sweetest dream. Yeah. Sweetest dream.
Crib, you heard me?
Bitch, Rolex crown, London town, am I the king of England? I eat your bitch like Swedish fish, shit that mean we in Sweden. I gave your chick a little CPR and that hoe started breathing. She gave my dick some CPR and man, I started skeeting. If they thought I'd flop, make believers drop, now nigga bury that. Make so many pussy run shit, I sound like a scaredy cat. Make so many pussies come and I sound like a breeder. Well, I'm cashing out, so I'm riding around with that Nina, a bitch named Gina, a bitch named Sheena, a bitch named Tay. I fucked 360 hoes, but that was just today. Okay, so I just got hit from like 40 of those. So if you take those away, I fuck more hoes in 1 hour than a month of vitamin one a day. Whoa, that's a bunch. I got this hunch. I eat rap niggas, that's lunch. I rap fire, I'm swishers, pass blunts with my N-words. We dreams when you wake up. I swear, boy, we gon' still be them niggas. How ironic, I know Trey Songz, you know my trigger. Burner, spitter, oh yeah. I murder niggas, I swear. They might just give me the chair. 5K and then I'm in there. Yeah, you take the bull by the horns, I take your bitch by her hair. Give her back shots, lumbar epidural right on your bed, bitch. Yeah,
hold up.
Sweetest dream,
sweetest dream,
yeah. Sweetest dream,
sweetest dream,
sure you check out the official website at groundhardradio.com. Make sure you subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. As far as this topic, I'm going to let DT open that up, because for slow people such as myself, bro, I want you to explain what a bass rapper is, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to dive straight on into it. We're going to start with you.
All right, well, I guess I would have to say, like, a bass rapper is, to me, shit, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Because some of them are pretty good, so I don't want to be like, oh, well, you know, they all motherfuckers who rap like they ain't got no damn sense. But I would say most of the people that just like freestyle, but some of them write they shit, so you can't really say that. It just sounds off. You know what I'm saying? It's like no structure. I guess bass is like the freedom to really say whatever you want with no fucking conceptual structure to your shit. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's like to be free, to have the freedom of really what say whatever you want, how you want, to a beat or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
okay. So but somebody like Soulja Boy or Lil B.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I said it for you, bro.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, shit. The way the world is nowadays, I'm going to go ahead and take the last part. You know what I'm saying? Whether I think any of them will go platinum. I think it's a damn shame. You know what I mean? But I think one of them will eventually sell a million records, because Soulja Boy is a bass artist, and he sold, you know, one of his CDs must have had to sell a million records and damn near close to it, you know, something like that. So, but see, it wasn't no bass type shit when he first started off either, though. He was like a dance artist more so, you know what I'm saying? And like that. But I would say, are they a part of hip hop? Yes. Would we want them to kind of be part of hip hop? The good ones and the sucky ones, no, you know what I'm saying? But you can't discriminate in hip hop, you know what I mean? It's other artists who suck or whatever, you know what I mean? So you just gotta let everybody have their own lane. You know what I'm saying? It was a motherfucker who was wearing girl clothes at one point in Texas and shit, wearing lipstick and shit. You know what I'm saying? So
man.
And he was saying he wasn't gay or nothing like that. You feel me? He was just like, he just got the freedom to do what he wants. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't do that shit in my
head.
Like, you know, like as, you know, you just couldn't do that shit. Like, trying to be that the way he was trying to portray it, you know, like as a rapper and shit like that. But, hey, I feel like if you fit, wear the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, but Lil B, I just feel like he sucks. And it's, you know what I mean? And Soulja Boy, he ain't been hot for a long time neither. You know what I'm saying? But they could have shit in the works that might be hot to somebody, you know.
That's true.
You know, maybe next season we could do a couple of bass pump it or dump it so people could understand what I'm talking about if they don't know. You know what I'm saying? We'll figure the shit
that's
out. That's what we do at Grind Hard Radio. We figure shit out and make shit happen.
You do.
So, bow.
All right. I'm going to throw it to either Slim or Young Nah. Did y'all want to touch that topic? What y'all thought
about that? I just want to say real quick that, you know what I'm saying, I think that everything is what, you know what I'm saying, the culmination of everything is what makes hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's a melting pot of diversity, and just because, you know, we don't like every part of something, don't make it, you know what I'm saying, no less necessary.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, that shit is necessary for hip-hop to be what it is, you know what I'm saying? Because it has to cater to everybody, and everybody can't feel common or, you know what I'm saying, Mos Def or whoever, you know what I'm saying, like, they not on that level, you know what I'm saying, so hip-hop is just for everybody.
That's true.
I agree.
And do you think any of them will ever sell a million records?
Yeah, I sure do, you know what I'm saying, because it's all about, you know, nowadays it's about what's trending, you know what I'm saying, what's popular, and, you know what I'm saying, like, they might just make that one hit that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of motherfuckers, you know, a million motherfuckers go by, but you know, I mean, as far as, like, you know, people are going platinum with digital downloads and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't all about going platinum with record sales. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a million motherfuckers might not buy your album, but you know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, you might sell, you know, 2-3 million downloads. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So
that's
I ain't knocking nobody. You know what I'm saying? However you get your money, however in the industry or whatever, get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm damn sure going to get mine.
I'm going to get
mine.
I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about it.
You're
yeah.
All right.
In that
no,
order.
No,
yeah.
What you got, bro? What you want to put in on that topic?
Yeah, me personally, I do think these rappers are part of hip hop. Like, you gotta understand, like how hip hop has always been. Like, during around the same time, N.W.A. was popping, Kid and Play was popping. You know what I mean? They two different spectrums, but were both needed and were both popular. You know what I mean? Like, I respect all rap artists. You know what I mean? But the only thing I can't get with is when people be saying that these dudes are clearly these rappers that are clearly not the best. They be putting them in that title, like, oh, this the best rapper, and this guy's the best rapper, when they're clearly not. You feel me? Like, if you a
yeah.
big artist and you making that kind of music, then you, like, in my opinion, you'll never be the best rapper, because there's no way in hell. Like, because you're not saying enough. And what hip-hop is, you have to say something to be the best rapper. And that's as good as it gets. But,
yeah.
Hell yeah,
there is ever going to be a best rapper because, you know what I'm saying, it's in the eye, or, you know, like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That's in the, you know, ear of the listener, you know what I'm saying? And I don't believe there's ever going to be one person that's just hands down everybody's favorite, and that's what makes the best rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, damn,
that's what
ain't going to be
hip-hop. That's what set hip-hop apart.
Don't even do that.
That's what set hip-hop apart from every other genre, because... like, you could say this guy was the best rapper, but 10 years down the line, it's going to be this dude that come up that got way crazier flows, way crazier metaphors, way
right.
crazier punchlines, a better vocabulary. Now, I mean, that changed your whole outlook on the rap game. Now, I mean, like, because even now, like, whoever you think is the best now, you can go 10 years back in the day and find a CD that crushed this nigga's CD. You feel me? Like,
right.
Oh,
look
no,
at Mike,
on,
Mike Jack,
on,
you know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson is the greatest.
I got somebody.
You know
what
I'm saying? In pop, Michael Jackson is the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? So I feel
that's
you, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody will ever touch him, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I can feel
like,
you on that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Because regardless of the songs that they make, they're not gonna outdo his track record. They're not gonna outdo. It's no outdoing Thriller, because anything
hell.
You do in pop music is going to have a it's going to have that remnant of it. Know what I mean? You're going to have that
right.
Michael Jackson if you want to do that popular music. Know what I mean? Like, it's crazy because, like, know what I mean? Hip hop is the only one that will never declare a winner. Know what I mean? We're the only ones that will never declare a winner, and that's why I love the game. Like, but, know what I mean? At the same time, it makes it harder for a lot of people. Know what I mean? Like, because people can't. People act like, oh, you can only like one artist at a time. Well, that's not the deal. Like, know what I mean? You can like whatever you want. Like, it's just like, know what I mean? It's like, everything ain't for everybody. Know what I mean? Me personally, I can't stand bass rap music. Know what I mean? It's not my thing. But
yeah,
it's know what I mean. If that's all there was, then I would be ass out. But luckily for me, it's two different. Know what I mean? We got dudes like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole that's out here killing it. Know what I mean? So. I got somewhere to turn, and the people that can't relate to such rappers, I mean, because they make you with words that they don't understand, they can turn to bass rap music. Know what I mean, that'll help them still love hip hop, but from a different perspective. Know what I mean?
True.
That's real. All right, that was a good conversation. Y'all know I'm not an artist, so I'm not really gonna touch that. I did want to say this though. I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, but to Cupid, you could take all those arrows and stick them straight up your ass.
Damn.
That's how I feel today. That's real shit.
Up your ass. Two times.
All right, man. We got about 4 more minutes until our first guest, Cool J, get in the building from Mike Hustlin. So right now, I'm going to throw it to the main man, B&E Boss, Mr. Dangerous Tactics. What you want to get into tonight, bro? We got you.
Hey, man, you already know. Shit, we're going to get high again, man. You know we like to get high.
Ooh.
It's Club Loud, man. So we're going to play that, oh, yeah, because it's Valentine's Day. So Everybody, hey, if you're with your boo, light up. If you ain't, light up by your damn self and get high and call your backup to the crib.
You get it? And here it is.
You?
Your boy, Dangerous Tactics with Oh Yeah. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Jump live.
Website at groundhardradio.com. Tune in next Tuesday night, man. It's the season 10 freestyle finale battle show. You know what I'm saying? The winner gets a cash prize of $100 and you get a one week free promotion from Magasia's promotion, man. So make sure you tune in. That's this Tuesday night. It's going to be epic. Some epic shit. Make sure you read the rules and regulations at groundhardradio.com. Sound like we got our first guest of the night in the building, man. I want y'all to welcome your boy from Mike Hustling, Clear J, to the show. Clear J, what it do, fam?
What's going on, man? What it do?
Hey, we in here. Yeah. Glad you can make it to the show tonight, man, so we can chop it up with you.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you having me on right now.
No problem. And we're going to jump straight into it, homie. It's your first time to Ground Hard Radio as an official guest. So with that being said, tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your grind.
Well, of course, you know what I'm saying? My name is Clear J, a.k.a. Clear J Official. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this music thing for a long, long time. I can't, you know what I'm saying, put too much out there because I don't really want to know my age like that.
Okay, okay.
But still and still, you know what I'm saying, your boy been on the grind for a minute. Was working with my group, Certified Grand. I'm also signed to Certified Grand Entertainment. Mike Hustlin is my label that I'm starting right now. Got this new single out that I'm trying to drop out there on February 28th called Boy Stop. You know, hopefully we can get in that tonight, you know what I'm saying? Jeep, you can go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get into that and let them hear what that's about. You know what I'm saying?
We got you. We definitely going to get into some music, bro. I got some more questions for you. I want to know, you got any upcoming mixtapes or performances that the folks should know about? Like, what you working on this year?
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting the data on the performances, you know what I'm saying? We're getting some shows in the works right now. As far as my mixtape abstract will be coming out in April, you know what I'm saying? The official date is April the 20th, so y'all look for it on April the 20th. I'm dropping abstract. So y'all be prepared, man, because this one's going to be a big one.
That's what's up. All right, bro, I want to know who inspires you to do music. What are some of your influences?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that, you know, throughout the years. And when I say the answer, you know what I'm saying, they kind of give me a strange look. But, you know, who really inspired me to do this music thing was Chris Cross. You know, because at the time when they started doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, I was around the same age that they were, so it kind of inspired me to go ahead and do my thing. You feel what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying, you talking DMX, you talking, you know what I'm saying, your Jay-Z, you talking LL, you talking, you know what I'm saying, Big Daddy Kane, you know, some of the greats.
Most definitely. All right, Clear J, for a person who has never heard of your music before, how would you describe your sound?
Well, I mean, I'm very versatile. You know, I can say that about myself, and, you know, a lot of people have told me that I'm very versatile when it comes to music, when it comes to how I approach the music that I want to do, when it comes to a certain sound that I'm looking for. You know, I tend to not stick to what hip-hop formula is right now. But I also mix that formula in with my own style and my own, you know, individuality. You feel what I'm saying? So when I bring something to the table, it's not nothing that you're going to hear on the radio right now. It may sound similar, but it's going to be a little bit different from what you hear right now.
That's what's up. All right, and I got one more question for you, bro, before I pass it over to the panel. If you had the chance to collab with any artist, whether it was mainstream or local, who would it be and why?
That answer is easy, man. Beanie Sigel, I love to collab with Beanie Sigel, man. That's like my favorite artist right now. Even though, you know what I'm saying, he ain't with the rock no more, he ain't really on his grind, you know what I'm saying, like that. If I had the chance to collab with this dude, man, that would be like an honor to me. You feel what I'm saying?
He's locked up right now.
Yeah, I know. And I, you know what I'm saying, I want to, you know, keep his head up. And, you know what I'm saying, hold down, know why he in there. But when he get out, man, I hope he reach out to you, boy, and say what's up after hearing this on Grind Hard Radio.
You did. All right, I'm going to turn it over to the panel. Dangerous Tactics, you got any questions for your boy, Clear J?
Yeah, I got one question for you, bro. If you could do a song with anybody from back in the day, you know what I'm saying, and put them with one of the hot artists from the day. You, an artist from back in the day, and an artist from this hot right now. Who would be the two people on your song with you?
Now, for right now, I would say my boy Kendrick Lamar. Cause you know what I'm saying? He really burning it up right now. Like, if you really pay attention to this dude's album, his album is sick, yo. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
that's what's up.
Even Lamar is like on my list right now, as you know what I'm saying? He's going to be one of them greats. You feel what I'm saying? He's going to be like one of them ones that's going to, you know, take this hip hop to a different level. So, Kendrick Lamar would be the one that I want to associate myself with when it comes down to taking this hip hop thing to the next level. From back in the day, you kind of got to give me a time range on that one because, you know, it's a lot of artists, but, you know, from back in the day that I would love to collab with. You talking about from, you know, collabing with Al Green to Big Daddy Kane. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, anybody from that old school range that was one of the greats with, I would definitely love it. Like I said, I would honor that.
No doubt. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, so I'll be all right.
V Slim, you got any questions?
Thank you for coming through and kicking it with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? We really appreciate that. My question to you is, what is the biggest challenge, obstacle that you face being an independent artist?
Well, the biggest challenge right now would probably be facing this economy. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is saying that it's a bad economy. Everybody is saying that we're going through a sort of recession. But the biggest challenge is making it not such a big recession as an independent artist. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you right. have to grind. You have to be on your grind. And you have to, you know what I'm saying, keep these folks in tune with what you're doing and keep them, you know what I'm saying, locked on to what you're doing so that you can make it through that economy. You can make it through that recession. So I would say that's like the biggest challenge that, you know, any of these artists out here are facing right now.
Okay, that's what's up. If you perform anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
If I could go anywhere?
If you could perform anywhere.
Oh, if I could perform anywhere. Well, sure. I got a good fan base on Facebook right now in London, and they've been really, like, asking me to come over there. So if I had the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, I'd go over there. I'd go over there to overseas and perform for them, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to see how they actually react to the music. I know they love hip-hop over there, but I want to see how they will react to my music. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That's what's up, bro. Thank you.
No doubt.
All right. Last but definitely not least, Young Nod, you got any questions, bro?
Yeah. So, all right. So, have you ever just, like, thought about signing a major deal?
Well, I mean, of course, every independent artist thinks about signing a major deal, but the thing is actually having that presence, building the presence to go about signing that major deal, you know what I'm saying? Because I would love to be on a major label, but things have to go the way that I need it to go in order for that to work, because I can't have nobody controlling, you know what I'm saying, my craft or controlling my work. I got to be 100% involved in the, you know what I'm saying, the output of what I do. You feel me?
So what would be the perfect contract for you to sign to somebody's major label?
Well, you know what I'm saying, 100%, you know, exclusive. I mean, of course you're going to have to break bread with them, so the percentage of, you know, money that you have to put out there and, you know, give them to managers or give them to the label or, you know, give them to producers, of course that's going to be split. So yeah, that ain't going to be 100. But as far as my creativity, I need to give that 100%, and whatever I put out there needs to be 100. You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely. Well, that's it for me, man. I just want to get into your music, homie. Good luck.
That's what's
that.
Up. And we're definitely about to do that right now, man. But Clear J, I understand that you wanted to do a giveaway on the show, man. So go ahead and explain that to the folks and let them know what they need to do to get that. This free giveaway.
Sure.
That's what we do on Ground Hard.
For sure. Well, you know what I'm saying? I understand that right now, you know, I got a fan base that I got to build and also a fan base that I got to keep. So right now we're doing the giveaway on the show tonight. The first 10 callers to get into that hostess queue and press 1, you know what I'm saying, I'm giving the CD to, you know, I'm going to give that single, Boy Stop, to them. Send it to them by mail, send it to them by email, whichever preference that they choose. And, you know what I'm saying, make sure that they listen to it and get it out there before February 28th.
That's what it is. All right, so all the calls out there, man, if you want that,
hold on.
Go ahead, Clifton.
I got to drop one more thing on.
Drop one
secondly,
more thing.
Secondly, the first caller and the 10th caller. Whoever is the first caller, whoever is the 10th caller, I'm gonna make sure that I add an extra $10 onto your gift by giving you a $10 gift card.
All right. So everybody start texting right now. Text your friend to call in 323-693-3483. Yeah, you text them too, nigga. We're going to keep it moving, though. We got two hot tracks from you. We got Bus Stop and we got Party All the Time. We actually want to get into both of those tracks, but which one you want to introduce first?
Well, let's introduce that Party All the Time to them, you know what I'm saying? Something that they can dance to, something that they can groove to.
All right, Clear J, formally introduce that to the folks that's listening right now.
All right, right now you listen to your boy Clear J Official, you know what I'm saying? The track that we're finna get into is Party All the Time. I want everybody out there to listen to this correct track, groove to this track, enjoy this track right here on Blind Hard Radio. Let's get it.
It is. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Here.
Yeah. It's your boy Clear J. Sensei, how you dare get on it? Yeah. She don't like to shop, she just wanna party. Every single night, she wants to move her body. In Atlanta, people call her, don't hit all the shots. Such a fucking thing, touch with everybody. But she just like to dance. Can't party out, but she just like to party. Can't party out, but she just like to dance. Girl so different till I met this girl in Shantae. Body banging off the table, face just like Beyonce. She will make you think she good, she wanna swing it your way. She said she the wifey type, she won't make your fiance. But wait a minute, she just said the same thing to Andre. Quick for LeBron and even that nigga Kanye. She will make you think she only dig you for your money. But Charlie independent, homie, daddy was a stone say. Baby on the show of face when it's time to hit the curve. Cause every time the face hits, she orgasms and falls in love. It's kinda like a drug. She on the first with a lot of niggas to life is good. And she be all up on the dance so she's backing up. I like the way she drop it down and she back it up. And then the back it up. She not a hoe, she don't want no man though, she hella fine. Her only vice, she like to party all the time. She don't like a show. She just wanna party every single night. Want some more body in Atlanta? People call her Honey on the shot. Such a fucking thief. Touch with everybody. She just like to dance. Can't party out, but she just like to dance. Can't party out, but she just like to dance. Can't party out, but she just like to dance. Can't party out. I met this girl in Rico. Vibe with personality and cuter than Anika. Gorgeous chick to shake your hand, she say you're nice to meet ya. Freaky chick to lick the nuggets like she from a teacher. I heard she fuck with Grand Count and my nigga Ocho. It's time to see you with some niggas out there in zone 4. But that the rumors, the gossip, and never show up. To really know the truth, you gotta really get to know her. She's nothing but a stripper, that's part of her.
Now, we ain't got 10 callers on the line, but we do got one. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to take that, because I'm quite sure they want to get that free giveaway. So you want to take that call, bro?
That's cool. All right,
Slim, let's take it to the phone line.
All right.
first caller of the night. Your area code is 678. Your last four digits is 5976. You're live with Grind Hard Radio and Clear J. Who we got?
Yo, what it do? This boy Dante. What's going on? What's good?
We chilling. What's the business?
Nothing much. Then hang. I'm calling on one. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
You
want
that damn CD?
Where you calling from, bro?
Oh, Latonia, all day, every day.
You're
okay. Stone Mountain, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. That's right. You got something to say for me, man? You're
good to hear from you, bro.
Say what?
It's good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. You first caller, how it feel, man. You get the free CD and you get the $10 gift card, man.
Good game. Oh, that was up, because, you know what I'm saying, y'all need a little pocket in, you know, some chain in your pocket, you know, gas.
Your
high smoke
chain.
Or
okay.
Yeah, man. That's right, but that's team support, though. You know what I'm saying? That's good.
Yeah, that was up, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed the track and everything, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Hell yeah. That's right.
I'm like,
so this what I need you to do. What I need you to do is pick your preference. Do you want to get it in the mail or do you want to get it by email?
I can get it by mail.
Okay, yep. You're getting it by mail. What I want you to do, man, is take down this email, mikehussman@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And when you take down that email, man, text to me. Let me know that who you are. Let me know that you're the first caller, you're the first winner, and put your address in there. And I'll make sure that you get that signed, sealed, and delivered, my dude.
That was I sure do appreciate it.
That's what's up. No doubt.
Dante, anything else you want to throw out there, bro?
Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, you know, drawing the track, you know. You know, I'm feeling it and everything like that, you know, supporting y'all.
That's what's up, bro. Make sure you stay tuned. And if you do music, you know what I'm saying, you can send us your music at grindhard904@gmail.com.
Real shit.
That was up.
Yeah, but just stay tuned, man. We got another whole nother hour we about to rock out.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Dante. We appreciate it.
All right. Yeah.
All right, Clear J, go ahead and introduce that final track of the night, bro. We're going to get right into it.
Okay, this is the final track of the night. Boy Stop, this is the track that I'm releasing on February 28th, the track that I'm giving away right now. And like I said, if y'all want that, you know what I'm saying, call in to Grind Hard Radio.
Call.
Give that
and
call.
Clear J, I want you to stay on the line, bro. I got a couple more questions for you. And here the track is your boy Clear J. With Boy Stop, live on Grind Hard Radio.
Exclusive.
Little.
Yeah.
Right now.
Why you hating on a nigga getting guap?
Boy Stop.
You mad cause I'm fresh and you know.
Boy Stop.
Every whip I got, it costs a couple blocks.
Boy Stop.
Every chick I fuck, you know she top notch.
Boy Stop.
Why you hating on a nigga getting guap?
Boy Stop.
You mad cause I'm fresh and you know.
Boy Stop.
Every whip I got, it costs a couple blocks.
Boy Stop.
Every chick I fuck, you know she top notch.
Boy Stop.
Stop it, your bitches in my cocky. Got me all up in the conscience. Smoking in the funky, lean in the stunky. Boy, stop, you don't really want it. Dry top, T-top, pumped up, reaper. My is a reaper, got no bands of reaper. Rolling with a leaper, refreshing just the evening. Life solutions left it. Red bottom, folks, good. Your girl thumped me up. Every whip I got, it costs a couple blocks. Every chick I juice and guap. You mad cause I'm rich and you not. Every whip I got it cost a couple blocks. Every G I fuck you know she top notch.
Thinking I wanna bone her. Ass says I gotta girl be all up on the zone. Ass says she wanna bone her. Money up on my mind like do we made a cap. Had to call my niggas to see what kind of cap they have. Hey, the five wheel boy, think you wanna chill boy. Before my niggas come popping out tonight, million meal boy. No talking homie, we got that action. No time for relaxing, making that move, that's what's happening.
Connect with Clear J, and bro, I had no idea you went ham on the mic like that. I enjoyed that, bro. Seriously.
Hell yeah.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that shit good.
All right, we're going to keep this thing moving. Clear J, I want to know, is there any place or websites that the folks can go and check out your music? Where can we find you at on the internet?
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, your boy is on the works on the new website, ClearJayOfficial.com. It ain't up right now, but you know what I'm saying, we're working on it. And if y'all want to hit me up, y'all can hit me up on Facebook.com/ClearJay. It's spelled with a K, K-L-E-A-R-J. You know what I'm saying? Or y'all can hit me up on Twitter at Twitter.com/ClearJay. You know what I'm saying? K-L-E-A-R-J. Y'all can call 678-400-9143. If y'all want to do any collabs, any booking, anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Even if y'all got a problem, just want to talk to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up.
Real nigga shit.
What's good?
Salute.
All right, Clear J, you got any last words or shout outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans?
First of all, man, I want to shout out my wife, Lady Clear J, you know what I'm saying? One of my biggest supporters, if not my biggest supporter, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my family on there on Facebook. You know, everybody that done like the statuses, everybody that done, you know, been tuning in and watching what I'm doing. Shout out to my CG family, Grand Champ, Candy, Tiny Teasy, Chrissy. Man, I can go on and on forever with the CG camp, but y'all know who y'all is. Y'all know y'all out there. Shout out to DA. Shout out to J-Bo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my first call on the night, man. I'm going to make sure I get that to you. Boy, Dante.
You did?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio, Jit, man. You know what I'm saying? Been working with you for a minute, man. So I'm happy to be on here right now.
Appreciate it. Hey, and we're going to do some more work in the future soon, bro. So you're definitely going to be hearing from me, my nigga. I mean, you delivered a great interview tonight, bro. Don't be a stranger to the show. You feel me?
Don't go.
Yeah. Lil J, you welcome back to the show at any time, man. And make sure you tell your folks that they can request your music right here on Grind Hard Radio. We appreciate you.
And y'all keep
thanks
calling
for coming
in
through tonight.
We still giving it out.
No doubt.
And you heard it from the man himself. He's still getting it out if you're still calling in. You heard it. All right. Salute to you, Clear J. We appreciate you.
That's what's up, bro.
All right. Team, we're going to keep this thing moving. We got your boy, Paul Brawley Jr. from Monster Magazine. He's going to come in at 12:15. But right now, man, we're going to take it back to the phone lines because they popping. Slim, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, our next call is your area code 407. Your last four digits is 0321. You're live with Grind Hard Radio. Who you got?
Yo, Fly Gotti is on in the building, man. What's good, Grind Hard? What's poppin', man?
Fly
Gotti.
Fly Nation.
Yeah.
Club
Loud. Fucking
building. For sure, I mean, Global Gang. You know, the Ravens are champions and shit. You know what I mean? We got that Baltimore shit. You know what I mean?
You're early.
You know what I mean? Niggas is rolling, you know what I mean? Rocking and rolling right now.
Good game.
Sure.
But I ain't no Ravens fans, though. I'm going to keep it G with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey, none of us Ravens fans, but we show
sure
yeah,
no.
Super Bowl. I mean, I live here, but I rep the Giants all day, man. I fuck with Eli Madden all day. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's
real.
All good, though. Yeah. So what's poppin', Grind Hard Radio?
Man, we in here.
When you going to get us some new music, bro?
Man.
Yeah.
Yo, as soon as I go on a hard drive, and I mean, like, I look, man. Y'all know I've been doing them. Y'all know I've been doing them videos lately. You know? I'm trying to get a team right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You getting it in though, bro. We see you.
Yeah. Shout out to Jit.
No
doubt. Already giving me the. Let me come on the show. You know what I mean? Kick it with y'all.
Good time. You fam, nigga. You fam.
Yeah.
You know
sure.
We like them wavy girls.
Yeah. Can y'all slide that in tonight, though? Can y'all play that for me?
Yes, sir. I'm pulling up right now. Like, you know, while I'm doing that, bro, do some shout outs. You know what I'm saying? You can do some promo, whatever it is that you want to do.
Hey, yo, please follow us on Twitter. You know what I mean? Oh, follow me on Twitter. Follow Dangerous Taxes on Twitter. Follow Jet on Twitter. Yeah, follow everybody on Twitter. Fly Nation, Global Gang. You know what I mean? Shout out to Point. Now he's down in Florida right now. You know what I mean? Shout out Scars in London, Joey Blunt. Club Loud, that's all we do is smoke Club Loud, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, you feel me?
Hell
everybody.
Yeah.
Global Gang. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, so Fly Guy, what's that track you said you wanted to hear, bro?
Wavy
Girls.
Alright. Go ahead and introduce that Fly, and we got you. Go ahead and introduce that to the folks.
That's a track I've been there, though, you know what I mean? Roll up, you know what I'm saying? Smoke something good to this. You know, it's a summertime track, though, but right now it's kind of cold, but you can feel like you're in a summer vibe. I'm just smoke to this track right here, man. Fly Gotti, Wavy Girls. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Shorty on my sofa, we can do it good. Shorty from the hood, riding on the wood, smoking on the good. Mommy, what's your name? You can be my dame. I'm a fly nigga, you can wear my chain. You can come to the club, bring some me, baby, show me some love. Come back to the
crib.
I'll show you what I am. I'm a
cop,
I don't pay bills. I'm so for real. I
like my girls, they wavy, riding with the windows down. I like my girls, they wavy, riding with the windows down. I like my girls, they wavy, riding with the windows down. 23, 24, born among them 26. This is hate, niggas wanna really say. 23, 24, born among them 26. This is hate, niggas wanna really say. 23, 24, born among them 26. This is hate, niggas wanna really say. 23, 24, born among them 26. This is hate, niggas wanna really say.
Yeah. Yeah, Fly Nation, Love Loud, Global Gang. You can catch me on that G-Mix real soon.
That's right.
All right, man, it's Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website at grindhardradio.com. This Tuesday, it's only one more episode left, Season 10 of Grind Hard Radio. So this Tuesday, you know how we do. It's the Season 10 Finale Freestyle Battle Show. The winner gets a cash prize of $100, and you also get 1 week of full free promotion from Agassio's promotion, man. So make sure y'all tune in this Tuesday, because y'all already know this shit going to be
happening. And from Junebug and Mama. And Blackout Mama, too.
Uh-oh. Leapfrog. You did.
Tag team off the road.
All right, man. What we're going to do is, D, I'm hoping we can get into some hip-hop news, you know what I'm saying? But we do got your boy Paul coming in about 12 more minutes. So right now I want to throw it to Young Nah. Any request you want to get, bro, we can do that. What's he got?
Yeah, man, first I want to start off by saying happy Valentine's Day to Mahogany, you know what I mean? We had a great Valentine's Day. And what else? Oh, yeah, now, I mean, today on Valentine's Day actually marks the first time Two Original has ever been played on any internet radio show or anything. I mean, it was my first song getting played on, like, in any spares. I mean, so I want to get Two Original, man. It's been a whole year. Feel good about it.
That's what it is.
No doubt. Let's get it.
Yo, now, formally introduce that, bro, for the folks. So we got
this it. Is your guy, Young Nah, with Two Original, produced by Deezy on the track, Team Rock with you. We in this bitch.
Yeah. Nah, these are on the track. A1 famous collab, swag, right? Yeah, nigga, one yourself. Who you catch two? Two original.
My swag is too original, but them haters the mimic of these copycats. Whack, that's real. Look, no subliminal. No ahead, Young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like the clap. My sound is too original. What now? My sound is too original. What now? My sound is too original. Go ahead, Young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like the clap. My sound is too original.
I'm so one of a kind, limited edition. They plotting to get me banned. That hey, a nigga petition. Beneficial to listen, you can learn that they playing Simon Says when I spit it. Whole gimmick is mimic. A lane rain of terror. These frauds cry in my mirror. Who the mother guys? Only low nah, and with Zara. Invite me to the game by hating because I'm winning. I ain't got a really ball. These scrambling just a scrimmage. Plus, I kill her with swag. And plus, a lyrical dominance. Real niggas is obvious. And now, a deep conglomerate, I promise it. MC in my hands couldn't touch it. Cause sucker could make it here in 3 hours and wouldn't rush it. I crush it. Niggas can't tell me nothing like I'm deaf. Blow the mic up and give it to any rapper that's next. That they'll never expect. All the ways I flip and switch the style, make them rap with me now. So damn original.
My swag is too original for them haters to mimic. Yo, these copycats whack. That's real. Look, no subliminal. Go ahead, Young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like them clowns. My sound is too original. What now? My sound is too original. What now? My sound is too original. Go ahead, Young guys, cause there's only one nine. I ain't nothing like them clowns. My sound is too original.
Besides being original, I'm smooth as Mike Criminal. Yeah. My wordplay be spinning a rotisserie. Niggas that die for my legal high. I'm a dissonant. The chorus kinda hooky, but it's cool. I'm like a principal.
You get it, yo?
Get dudes ever repeated just like a parrot. They figure I'm unknown, so don't claim it for their own. Money's the smooth swag, and the diesel beat the bump. With this Young Nine charm, I'm a brand you can trust, nigga. What? Come a little bit too far, you know where you are. Run around with the flows and jack in the bar. It took everything I had not to get in my bag. Don't give a damn if you mad, stop jocking the swag. Expect a certain kind of
Alright.
Hot shit.
Check us out. GroundHardRadio.com, man. You can catch up cast bios on Dangerous Tactics, V Slim, rest of the team, man. D, you got some hip hop news for us, bro?
Of course.
We're gonna waste a little bit of time right now.
I don't even think we got enough time to get all the fucking news that I got, man. Okay. This is your boy.
We're gonna break it all up, broski.
Yeah. Fucking Dangerous Tactics with the Grind Hard Radio hip hop news. Alright. First piece of hip hop news. We just gonna get into this shit real fast. Bow. Your boy, Jim Jones, Capo, got arrested, you know what I'm saying? For some shit. Police have arrested him in front of his crib and everybody was wondering what the charges were for. What he did was the police was doing something and he got ignorant with the police and the police fucking checked his name and said, oh shit, you got 2 warrants. Fuck it, let me put your ass under fucking arrest real quick and talk to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? One of his fucking warrants, I don't even remember what the other one was for, but one of them was fucking for not removing snow from his sidewalk. And that's a fucking crime in New Jersey.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you said that was Jim Jones, right?
Yeah.
I ain't surprised.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Quick note on that, what's his name? Medinces? Yeah, Medinces. His trial on the pedophile shit, he was,
allegedly a pedophile.
Allegedly a pedophile, but this shit was, he beat that charge right there. So,
well, that's what's up there.
Yeah, he beat that shit. You know what I'm saying? T-Pain still talking shit about Future. He says he's not saying that Future's not a good writer and Future's not a good rapper. He's just saying that he doesn't believe that he knows how to use auto-tune properly. He says that when Future just cuts the shit on and uses it. And he said that's not how it works. You know what I'm saying? The main thing, since it's Black History Month, fucking the song that Lil Wayne is on. Lil Wayne is on a song called Karate Chop with trying to remember who he's on it with. But he's catching a lot of backlash, and it's crazy that it's Black History Month. And did he, in this song, it has Future, him and Future. And in the song, Lil Wayne says, beat that pussy up like Emmett Till. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For all them people who don't know who Emmett Till is, Emmett Till was a young man back in the 1950s who was brutally, a young man at that, like a young teenager.
Child.
Yeah, a child. He was brutally murdered by a group of white men because he was accused of whistling at a white woman or something of that nature. Yeah, some
right.
shit. And the shit is crazy. So if y'all want to know more about that, since it's Black History Month, y'all go Google Emmett Till, EmmettTill, and it'll give you all the background information in the story on Emmett Till. And you can understand why people are so outraged.
Yeah, that was
important. Outraged and mad about that because the boy was beat so badly that, you know what I'm saying, that they should have had a closed casket. You know what I'm saying? Funeral. Put it like that. You know what I mean? So
that's real.
Lil Wayne is definitely a fucking fuck boy for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, stop the fucker.
Yeah, straight up. Chris Brown and Drake sue each other over that nightclub brawl where NBA player Tony Parker got fucking glass in his eye and had to have surgery. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody should be suing, he should be suing both them motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's true.
And have his bodyguards kick both of them in the neck. You know what I'm saying? You fucking with that man's livelihood over Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? And Drake, you just fucking everybody, goddamn woman. And giving everybody fucking herpes.
and shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Yeah, I said it, nigga. Because we reported on hip hop news the other day that Joe Budden's girl got it and she was fucking everybody. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Said ain't so.
She said she fucked goddamn Trey Songz. Man, I hope all these people don't get mad at me because I'm just reading these stories, people. I'm just reporting the fucking hip hop news. The people want to hear this shit. You know what I'm
He's
saying?
He's certified so to do that.
Yeah, I'm certified. You know what I'm saying? I got certified goons to certify to fuck you up too if you goddamn got a problem with me reporting stories already. Go get media takeout and the motherfuckers that's got there reporting this shit to the reporters. You dig?
Media fuck out.
Yeah, media suck off.
I don't fuck with all niggas over there.
Yo, yeah, me too. Goons, hey, Goons put the press on Chris Brown. Chris Brown was at a nightclub in L.A., you know what I'm saying? He was getting into his Lambo, and a club bystander had said, damn, you getting in that car fast, my nigga. I never seen a nigga get in a car that fast. You know what I'm saying? Slow down or whatever. Chris Brown said something back to the man, and the man said, hey, don't get yourself fucked up, you know what I'm saying? He's like, is that car bulletproof? The dude was like, is that car bulletproof? And Chris Brown replied, are you bulletproof? And the nigga said, hell yeah, I'm a crip, nigga. I'm bulletproof. He said, yeah. He said, motherfucker, he said, I'm a crip, you know what I'm saying? He said, I'm a crip, nigga. Hell yeah, I'm bulletproof. And he said, you your scary ass bulletproof motherfucker. So, and, you know, before Chris drove away, he rolled down the window of his car, and someone, it sounded like Chris said, don't get fucked up out here, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's real.
That's crazy.
Chris Brown needs to sit the fuck down somewhere.
Yeah, he didn't like me.
I'm tired of
hearing
about that nigga.
That nigga, yeah, me too, man.
Oh, weirdo.
Shit, Gucci Man is beefing with ASAP Rocky's.
I heard.
Motherfucking pro, like, you know, like one of the niggas, one of his underlings, you know what I'm saying, saying that he's swagger jacking him.
Bow. Uh oh. Sound like we got our final guest other night in the building, man. I want y'all to welcome your boy, Paul Brawley Jr., to the show.
Yeah.
Check in. Oh, late ass clap track. Paul, what's going on, bro?
Not much, man. What's good with you, man?
Hey, we glad you could make it to the show tonight, man. We ready to chop it up with you.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all inviting me on, homie.
No problem. We're going to jump straight into it, bro. It's your first time to Ground Hard Radio. So with that being said, I want you to tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your grind. Give us a little background.
Man, I've been grinding in the business for a good little while, man. We've been having our EMAG. It's our third year doing that. Pretty much we deal with a lot of Columbia and SC artists around here. And, you know, we just keep grinding, man.
That's what's up. And speaking of Monster Magazine, bro, I want you to tell the folks what's the concept with the magazine and also the meaning behind the name.
Well, the concept, man, pretty much me and my brother are the founders of it, man. We was just sitting back figuring out something that we can do positive, man, to mix in the hip-hop, to actually mix it in with what we consider politics. Trying to educate the young people on some real issues that's going on in the community, as well as you know, just trying to get local people out there more, kind of like what y'all are doing over there at Grind Radio, man.
That's what it is. All right, and what's the meaning behind the name, bro? Tell us what Monster Magazine stands for.
Monster stands for More Original News Stories to Educate Readers, and we came up with. Because, you know, most people think a monster to be something bad or something horrifying and terrible. So we took the meaning and turned it into something positive, man.
That's what it is. All right, bro, I want to know what inspired you to start this magazine? What was that one point that said, you know what, I got to do something for these folks out here?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, man, we started an organization before we had the magazine. The organization was called Young Political Minds. What we did is decided to mix in what we was doing in the community, which was getting young people registered to vote, understand the importance of voting, and just getting involved with local politics. Mix the two, blend the two in together, and try to be as versatile as possible, man. Feel me?
That's what's up. Respect that. All right, Paul, I want to know, what are some of your short-term goals and what are some of your long-term goals for your magazine?
My short-term goals, man, is just to keep this thing grinding in the streets, man. Just to keep the awareness going on about what we got going on. And just to put the word out there for people to check us out. Of course, you know, our website is www.monsterfc.com. We want all your listeners to check that out. And our long-term goal, man, is just to keep it going, man. You know, starting it is just the beginning. We're looking for that longevity, man. So we just want to keep it out there, keep it in the front. And, you know, we were kind of like one of the first pioneers to start out with this e-magazine thing. So we just want to, you know, keep it going a little bit, man.
Most definitely. That's what's up. All right, bro, I want to know, do you got any upcoming projects outside of the magazine business? Is there any other business ventures that you're working on?
Well, we do a lot of photography. We try to keep a lot of stuff in-house so we don't have to, you know, pay everybody here and there. So we do a lot of photography. Of course, we do. We deal with a lot of artists around. So, you know, we do the e-mag, we do the photography. And we also got our finger in a little bit of music, plus politics. So, you know, I consider ourselves to be very versatile, man.
Yeah, you got your hand in a lot of shit, I see. And that's much respect and salutes on that, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
All right, it looks like our co-host, Young Knot, he had to depart a little early. So I'm going to ask you one more question for him. I want to know, if you wasn't in the magazine business, working with artists and all them great things that you do, bro, what other profession would you be doing right now?
Oh, man, that's a good question, man. A lot of people ask me, you know, when I'm going to run for some kind of political office or something like that, man. I've been thinking about that kind of lately around here because South Carolina really need, you know, a young look, somebody that bring in new ideas and just a new outlook on stuff. So I would say if I wasn't all involved with this, I might have been got involved with politics a little bit sooner.
All right, so Paul, you said you would be a politician, huh?
Yeah. I was thinking about it, but you know.
Hey, well, you got to have a backup plan. You always got to have something to fall back on.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can stand the scrutiny, man. I've been to cut somebody out, man. You feel me?
Hey, okay then. Yeah. All right. I'm going to turn it over to the talented and experienced panel of Ground Hard Radio. We're going to start off with your girl, the queen of Ground Hard, Virginia Supernova Slim. You got any questions for your boy, Paul?
Yeah, first I want to thank you for coming through and kicking it with us tonight. We really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? You're giving us a little bit of your time and your mind. But my question for you is, what's the biggest challenge that you face, you know, with the magazine?
First off, I want to tell you happy Valentine's Day, and I appreciate y'all having me on the show as well.
I think the biggest thing
that we're facing is just to get people, get the awareness on the Internet. You know, the Internet has so much stuff out there, so much stuff that's going on. Just to capture the young people's attention, I think is our biggest issue.
Right. That's what's up. And are you all planning on branching out from, you know, your city and state, or is your concentration, where you live?
No, actually, we branch out pretty much now. That's the beauty of being on the Internet versus just having a printed magazine. You can advertise and get viewers from all over the world. We have a lot of viewers checking us out from Africa. So, you know, that's big up to everybody in South Africa that know about Monster Magazine and know about Monster Production. But to me, you know, that's the biggest gain of doing it on the internet versus doing it printing, other than it saves you a bundle of money, you know?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That's
yeah.
what's up. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Mr. Dangerous Tactics, you got any questions, bro?
Yeah, I got a question for bro. Paul, what could you, since you in, you know, since you in South Carolina and you deep into the music scene down there, could you give us two or three like names of artists that you feel like is on the cutting edge of breaking through, or you know what I'm saying, like about the you know, branch out to where everybody, you know what I'm saying, should be checking for them.
Yeah, if you ask me my top three, I would say, of course, my man Sam, or AOG.
You did?
He's about to break loose pretty soon. My man Big Herb and Nasa 6 will be another group out of South Carolina. I think those three will be the ones to be on the lookout for in the future, man.
Word. That's what's up.
All right. That's what it
you,
is.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. And again, I want to tell all your listeners Happy Valentine's Day, man.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, Paul, I want to know, is there any place or website that the folks can go and check you out on the internet? You know what I'm saying? Where can we find Monster Magazine?
Monster Magazine, of course, the website is www.monsterfc.com. You can check me out on Facebook. My Facebook name is MonsterFC. I'm on Instagram. It's the same name, MonsterFC. I believe in building that brand, so I try to keep everything on the one label. So you can find me on any three, man. Just check us out, MonsterFC, MonsterFC.com.
All right, folks, make sure y'all hop down on that. Bro, my final question of the night to you, I want to know, do you got any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans?
Yeah, give my girl a shout-out. She's laying on me right now, you know. I also want to give my brother a big shout-out because he was a major part in getting all this started. And he's the vice president of the organization. His name is Juan Bond. And I also want to shout out to everybody in South Carolina, everybody in SC, and everybody across the world, man. And I appreciate y'all letting me get on here and spread the word about what we're doing.
No doubt, bro.
We love the network over here. And, Paul, don't be a stranger to the show. And you welcome back at any time, man. So whenever there's something new going on with that magazine, make sure you hit us up on Ground Hard, and we got you.
All right, I appreciate that, man. And I also want to give a big shout out to AOG. Sam and young Fame and all them boys, man.
That's what it is.
All right.
Paul, we appreciate you for coming through tonight, bro. Much love and respect. Salute.
Same to you, man. And I hope y'all much success on y'all 10 seasons, man, and wish you 10 more.
Appreciate that. Now, that's real nigga shit.
Real nigga shit.
Hell yeah.
All right. Take it easy, Paul. We appreciate you.
All right, man.
All right, man, it's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website at groundhardradio.com. Check out some of the shows that we got under the brand, man. You can check out the Masturbators every Monday and Wednesday nights from 10 to 12. And on Fridays and Saturdays, you can catch out Kent College Park Radio. And that's from 7 p.m. Eastern time to 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Bro, give another sound effect. When we get another
show. Cha-ching. We're going to take it back to the phone line because they're popping.
Yeah. All right. All right. Next caller, your area code is 317. Your last four digits is 4124. You're live with Ground Hard Radio. Who we got?
Who we got?
Who we got?
317-4124.
Come on, that's Indian. Who we got? 4124.
This is Lou Rawls. How y'all doing?
And they dropped. We're going to keep it moving.
All right, our next caller is, your area code is 336. Your last four digits is 4145. You're live with Ground Hard Radio. Who we got?
Who we got?
We got
going on a radio. This Cuz O calling from West Southern North Carolina.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let everybody know to support Club Loud.
Yeah. What's the deal, Cuz O?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, you already know, man. We in this motherfucker like we always do, man. You know,
our
whole crew, goddamn, the team at Blast Your Thoughts, motherfucker, Ground Hard Radio, Next to Blow, all that good shit, Live by Town, all that shit, man, we taking over this shit. If y'all other radio shows don't get down with this shit, lay down, motherfucker, straight up. We taking over. Get down to lay down, state property style. What's that mean? Get down or lay down, motherfucker.
You gonna fuck
you don't
up.
Wanna lay down, so you better get down.
All the difference is we ain't going to jail.
Yeah, the only difference is we ain't going to jail. Straight up.
That's really real.
It's legal. It's legal making niggas lay down now. Boss shit.
You don't like me? You mad? Well, fuck you. I ain't gonna play your shit.
Yeah, right.
Wait, that's how we do it. We ought to start a boycott on whack rappers.
Like,
and whack host from Blog Talk Radio too.
Fuck around and be on the damn media takeout and shit. All the Blog Talk internet shows are petitioning against Lil B and all these motherfuckers, Soulja Boys and everybody.
Ooh.
These motherfuckers and had a picture on the petition. All these ugly ass tattoos. Lil Wayne too. Fuck it, he in the whack rapper group now too. That motherfucker said he gonna beat some pussy like Emmett Till, nigga. Let's
yeah,
be real, nigga. You need a skateboard off your damn house into the damn swimming pool and drown yourself.
Went
into
for the Ron, pond, dude.
Went for Ron.
I'll put your ass in that pond over there.
Yeah, the piranha pond, nigga. Said you need to jump in the
pond. And snap his neck.
It's just like, when do you get to the point where controversy is not cute no more? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not cool. That shit is just too much, yo. Like, he could have used any other kind of analogy to get that point across. You know what I'm saying? He did not have to make reference to something that was a tragedy like that during civil fucking rights. And it's Black History Month. What the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That shit was important.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad, I guess they like it. Because Nicki Minaj said something about voting for the white man.
Yeah, Mitt Romney and shit.
Yeah, and that's a whole other story, too.
Yeah, she endorsed Mitt Romney and said she won't vote for Obama and was, you know, solid on
that
shit.
That's how she got on that show she on now.
Okay.
They say, well, shit, she voted for Mitt, put her ass on. She ain't won no damn Grammy nominated for shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, publicity stunts and, you know, being controversial and shit to, you know, get attention and shit. But when does that shit just cross the line, yo?
Hey, that's what happened when niggas get high on mollies and shit and start rapping. They say, well,
that's what happened when niggas get high on cocaine.
Why are you lying?
And that coke powder and lean.
That's what they call it. Yeah, I'm on it. Hey, y'all, it's an artist in Atlanta. He got a song called Drugs. I can't think of his name right now. P-I-D-I-P, I think. He got a song called Drugs. I'm on all drugs. And he named all them shit. I was like, wow.
Well,
yeah, niggas wilding out
dead.
These days.
He's gonna be dead. It's gonna be a song. Rest in peace to that nigga. Goddamn. He was on drugs. All of them.
Okay.
This nigga goddamn stole all his granny pills and goddamn.
Not grandma. Fucking
popping them shit.
Yeah, the cab driver. Alright, cuz I gotta get off the phone. These niggas been down, pulled over with the police in front of them.
Oh, hell.
Here.
No.
Club Loud out the building.
Club Loud out the building. When the police come, Loud gets out the building. You heard?
Hell yeah.
All that phone, I don't blow my high.
Uh oh. Terry John Production. Alright, Cuzzo, you fam here, man, so you know you can stick around in the building with us. We got about 30 minutes left on the show. Are we going to keep the same music? Slim, the line still popping. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Club Loud.
Alright, my next caller, your area code is 317. Your last four digits is 1909.
Okay.
You're live with Ground Hard Radio. Who we got?
Yeah, it's Young Hoosie in the building, man.
What's the deal, my nigga?
What's happening? Y'all know I'm like family on this motherfucker. I fuck with y'all all the time, nigga. It ain't nothing.
All day.
No, man, I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's on the motherfucking line right now, nigga, all over the world right now. And I got hella motherfuckers on the line right now from Indianapolis, so I want to know if y'all can take it from me on to somebody else right now.
Well, they ain't pressing one. Yeah, they got to press one.
Hey, if y'all on the line for Naptown right now, Indianapolis, Indiana, y'all got to press one to tune in. Tune in right goddamn now. My nigga shit on this motherfucking Supernova Slim on this motherfucking.
All day.
Y'all already know what's happening.
Press one right now, man. Since Chris J wanted to give out some shit, I'm gonna give out a Captain D's coupon. So if you press one, you get to holler at all us and you get to eat good at Captain D's.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Later, let's play that ghetto, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get them crunk a little bit. Okay, they press one. Let's do it. Area code is 317. Your last four digits is 1359. You're live on Brown Hard Radio. Who we got?
Who we got?
1359. Your last four digits.
What's good, Naptown?
What's happening?
Kill what out there?
All right.
Hey, I guess they got stage fright, you know.
What's happening?
Naptown,
what's happening?
They scared.
Nah, shit, what's
going on with you?
They got the biggest star from Naptown on the line right now. They better, they got
dope. Okay.
They intimidated. They scared to say shit, but they calling.
They just not.
Ain't no need for stage fright.
It's Ground or Die. It's Ground Hard Radio.
Yeah.
You good.
Let's play some music, y'all.
All right, here it is. Y'all Hoosier featuring David
Frankie
with
Ghetto.
Live on Ground Hard Radio.
Stand up.
Little.
Yep.
And in that order.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to slap the shit out of some of that blow talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, duck ass niggas that blow talk better get right, nigga.
I mean, that bitch is still going.
Yeah. There you go.
Chill. Woo. It's y'all who's in the building.
Turn up.
From the ghetto, nigga. Nigga, I'm from the ghetto, where you gotta watch who you meet. Niggas will leave you dead on the seat, see you deceased. Nigga, this ain't where you from, you coming to peace. Where I'm from, nigga, stay with the gun, keeping the peace. You bringing your bitch around the hood, then get a release. Niggas is grinding, niggas is pimping and keeping the G. Moolah, I keep it inside my pocket, the left in the G. Yo, who's in the general, nigga, listen to me. Indianapolis, the star, nigga, they looking for me. Keep a bad bitch on the team, she be in the bed. Exotic, yeah. And she pop, lock, and drop it. Straight out the hood, she wanted the hot. Nigga, nigga, I do this for the ghetto. All my niggas in the hood, grinding, getting money, it's all good. I do this for the ghetto. Every hood around the globe. Nigga, throw up your shit and let them know. Nigga, I'm from the ghetto. Where everybody know everybody. But everybody ain't everybody. That's in the ghetto. Nigga, that's where I was raised. No matter what you do or what you say. Nigga, I'm from the ghetto.
I never fucking fall. I never fucking fail. Blowing loud in public, niggas screaming, fuck a jail. And fuck a judge. I can't hold a grudge, nah. But dangerous, don't forget shit, bitch. I throw them blood. Coming up, niggas never want to see me flourish. Now that I'm doing good, they all try to resurface. Your fake friendship is worthless. Walk around like you perfect. In the presence of real niggas, you get nervous. Yeah, that's my climate, my type of environment. Spitfire shit, make these rappers go in retirement. Yeah, for thinking at the same level that I am. On my Gucci shit, so much money, man, I could buy it.
Nigga, I do this for the ghetto. All my niggas in the hood, grinding, getting money, it's all good. I do this for the ghetto.
Hey, that's my shit right now. Alright, team, we're gonna keep this thing moving. That's echoing all that good shit, but it's all good.
Yeah.
23 minutes left on the show. I'm gonna throw it to Slim.
Man, I got a new single. I want to get into my new single. It's called You Know Me, you know what I'm saying? It's about my homie, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Polo and people, my cousin, Zay Chris, you know what I'm saying? Turning up the streets with this joint. You get it on SoundCloud.com/Virginia-Slim. But this my new single. It's called You Know Me, you know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all enjoy this shit, man.
Exclusive.
It is. Damn right. Ground Hard Radio exclusive. Turn up. Little.
Virginia Super Slim is in the building. Mm-hmm. Me and you, baby. Yeah.
How you
you fell for me? Is it cause I can do some things to turn your river to a sea, from a sea to an ocean where everything is blue? But that's too explicit for this first visit. Independent women always the type to start catching feelings, but I'm not depending on you. But you chose me, how could that be? When only yesterday you were telling me that you fell for me, only you knew me for 3 days. The rise and the fall, like a conqueror's all, but I'm determined to break down all the insecurities like a wall, just to make you trust me. But the past brings issues, not tissues, and a lot of pain. But your girls will talk about me, and you remember the name. Now we sitting here playing different games, and you openly tell me that I'm not the same as these lame niggas who tried to figure that playing females is easy as 1, 2, 3. But that's the reason you chose me, J. Chris, nigga.
I'm so glad you chose me. I'm so glad you chose me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you chose me. I'm so glad you chose me.
Hey.
Hey.
That's my cat.
That's
that new me. You did. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We got about 17 minutes left on the show. Line's still popping. Fish, let's do it.
All right. Our next caller, your area code is 803. Your last four digits is 7713. You're live with Grind Hard Radio. Who we got?
We got. Yo, what's going on, Grind Hard? This is Samuel Berry.
What's
hey.
Good, man?
What's going on? People, why y'all doing this?
Yeah.
We in here. DT?
No
yeah.
doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, team. Man. Just picking up the show, man. Called. Yeah, we just wanted to say what's up, man.
We appreciate that.
We appreciate that, no doubt.
All the time, all the time. And I want to put some on the airways, if that's all right with y'all.
You can definitely do that, bro.
But yeah, tomorrow we're having, well, I guess today now, we're having the showcase of your life, man. It's going to be an event, man. We got artists from all over South Carolina, Columbia coming out, man, showing their support, man. Big shout out to Tamika at Taste of Jamaica for letting us have this event. And also, man, I just dropped this off too, man. Tomorrow, I don't know what time, but I'm going to definitely have this thing on my Facebook. Y'all look me up, Samuel Herbert Berry. We're going to be releasing a mixtape for the event on Doc Tiff and a couple of more websites that allow you to do the mixtapes and whatnot. So we really just want to get everybody excited about this thing. Shout out to my nigga Bane, the whole AOG camp, Team Squad, everybody out here who fucking with us. So that's how it's going. Yeah, man.
That's what
you want to hear tonight, Sam. Oh, man, you already know, man. Go ahead and put that sign on Make It Home by my nigga Q, a.k.a. Bad News.
All right, that's what's up. I'm scrolling down right now, bro. Sam, let the folks know where they can follow you at on Twitter and on Facebook.
All right, check this out. My Facebook, once again, this is my real name, Samuel Herbert Berry. H-E-R-B-R-T, Berry with an E. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, and I will follow back. Samuel803, A is in X, O is in of, G is in God. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up. And here it is, your boy Q with Make It Home, live on Grind Hard Radio. Turn up.
GMG is so musical.
With faith, I'ma make it home. With faith, I'ma make it home.
I'ma make it home.
With faith, I'ma make it home.
I'ma make it home.
With faith, I'ma make it home.
I know I'm highly anticipated, they waiting. Another mixtape that I'm making. No AOG finna make him. What might break or what may him? Was it a fucked up situation? Have been rarely conversating. Non-constantly contemplating. If this my initiation, to the two of us cross the station. Wanna make sure my whole team's playing. I'm rapping till my funds go up. Shout. I say I'm shining till the sun come up. Shout. I want my niggas, don't be dumb and show up. Till my soul should show up. I'ma show out and show up. Make the best out of this club. I'm rerouting my buns. Universal car holler. Independently burning my CDs up and flip them for dollars. I feel I'm on the rise. But I fear when I make it with a hole or die inside. Will I start sounding like other guys? Fuck it. In the meantime, we gon' ride. Bitch, it's a
out the official website at groundhardradio.com, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in a request from the UK, man, because we fucks with squads over here at Groundhard
yeah.
Radio, so we're definitely going to throw that on, and we're going to end it
yeah.
with something from DT.
Hey, I want to use my play, you know what I'm saying, to I'm going to get that junk to one of our sponsors, you know what I'm saying, one of our good people, Tenafo, you know what I'm saying. He got
that
new junk with his team 1600, motherfucker, that slow, you know what I'm saying? So I guess we could rock
how
with
we
that
gonna
dog,
do it.
And we're going to rock with that slow, you know what I'm saying? Straight up like that.
That's
we
what it is.
Groundhard Hard Radio, we stay international and we stay slow on that club live.
Yep. All day. And I'm looking for that track. But team, how y'all feeling about this freestyle battle this Tuesday night? Y'all know that's the last show of the season. We get to take a little break, but I got a feeling shit gonna be epic. That's just
yeah,
real shit.
Yeah, I can definitely see this. It's gonna be epic, and if you know, if people don't bring their A game, you know, hey, you know how it goes, man. We want the best.
We gonna check game.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we gonna check game. And hey, a couple of battles almost got the money fucking stopped on their ass because they wasn't going hard enough, and some people had to come save the battle at the end and step their game up, and some more shit, motherfuckers sweating and all types of shit. This battle, please do not have anybody come up and talk shit to Slim, talk shit to me, or Jit Chronicles, or any special guest that we have in the building, or any co-host, or we gonna have some problems. The damn whole battle might be shut down, and the participants will have to find the person who made it shut down and beat the shit, living shit out of them. beat $100 out of their ass and their promotion.
Yeah.
So that's about $200-$400.
Ain't gonna be none of that, because I'm hanging up on niggas. So.
Hanging up, you hanging niggas up, Slim.
Yeah, don't even play your, yeah, don't even play your fucking stuff
line.
Like that, yo. But yeah, before we get into these last songs, can we take this last caller of the night?
Yes, ma'am, sis. Let's do it.
All right. This is Miss Courtney. She is calling in to support Young Hoosier. She was nervous, but she called back. You know what I'm saying? So, Courtney, you're live with Groundhard Radio. What's good?
Hi, you guys.
Hey, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine.
I just wanted to shout out Neptown. I was not scared. I didn't know what was going on.
It's all
that's
good.
It was a lot, so I just got kind of confused.
That's
you
what's up.
So that's, yeah, she's a woman of her word, so salute to Neptown, you know?
Yeah, yeah, always showing up.
Guy.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Throw your shout out, you know what I'm saying? Say whatever you want to say. It's your time.
Well, I kind of did this. I'm unprepared. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Say you
happy
love
Valentine's Day to you guys.
say you love Vic Chronicles and Grind Hard Radio.
Yeah.
I love what?
Jit Chronicles?
Yeah,
that's me, baby.
I love Jit
Chronicles.
And
you love me, baby.
And Grind Hard Radio.
That's right.
That's what's up.
That's what's really, really good. Shout out to Young Fuzzy. Shout out to Nap Town. Shout out to Fuzzy. That's what's
Nap
really
Town
good.
Always show us love.
Yeah.
Salute you.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for
what's
calling, baby girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate ya.
No
doubt.
Ya. Good night.
All right, team, we're going to wind this thing down. We're going to throw two more tracks on. Y'all know 10 to 4 songs a little long, so we're going to try to work that out. But when we come back, the team going to do their shout-outs, man. So here it is, your boy Scar and Big Kids from the UK.
We hustle.
Live on Grind Hard Radio.
Baby. Oh, yeah. Exclusive. Global game.
Mr. Rick. Big kid.
Get it in.
Promote yourself, and you want some shit like, well, if I don't win,
it's okay. I still got the battle on the show with 90,000 plus people. Yes, you got the battle on the show with 90,000 plus listeners. But if you got your ass ate up, you got ate up in front of 90,000 plus motherfuckers. So goddamn, keep it G. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to embarrass yourself for $100 that you won't even get? You know what I'm saying? Keep it shit true. You know what I'm saying? Prepare yourself. This is the forewarning. You know what I'm saying? Just like you told motherfuckers the takeover was coming and they didn't believe us. Now, look at you. You know what I'm saying?
We in here.
Yeah. You hear me? Shout out to my nigga Yahooza, man. The whole fucking Naptown. Shout out to my twin, my big bro, Jay Chronicles. And shout out to everybody who fuck with Grind Hard.
Love you, nigga.
Because I fuck with you the long way and the strong way. And my big bro, my big sister, I love y'all. You already know what it is, man. We motherfucking ain't no wheels falling off because we motherfucking got good credit, nigga. And we ain't got to be no fuck ass goddamn. Hey, what is it, MTA motherfuckers, goddamn, we don't need that shit.
Fuck
nigga.
MTA.
Good. We'll buy another car if our shit break down, nigga. We'll hop out a broke car and hop in a brand new one. Let's see if you can photoshop that shit, you know what I'm saying? Put a fake video together doing that, fuck, nigga. I don't think so. We run shit, right. Y'all run away. And if you want to fuck around, y'all niggas know. I've almost said it. Hey, you know what ride around for a fucking runaway or want to play?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, nigga. Bang, bang.
All right. This your boy, Jit Chronicles. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com@JitChronicles. And you can also subscribe to my official website at JitChronicles.com, man. This Tuesday is the season 10 finale of Grind Hard Radio Freestyle Battle Show. Make sure you tune in. You know how we do. If you're on the lines right now, we going to click everybody in. You got about 30 seconds to throw whatever you want to throw out there. Lego.
Hey,
yes, hello.
Hey,
you're live. Yeah, you got 30 seconds. Quit this bitch.
The Grind Hard, baby.
All day. King B. Slim.
Yeah.
Team Grind Hard Radio.
Shout out to Grind Hard.
We out this thing, man. Deuces.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. What's the number to the live shit on the internet? It's 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be.
Lego.
I said it's 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be.
Lego.
I said it's 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be. 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be. Lego. Jit, next you got Trigger, then you got me Dangerous, and we on here with our people, Dice, Black Cancer, and Virginia Slim, stop front, we know you heard it, Radio is back with a new season,
we back,
got all these haters sick like it's flu season,
Lego,
the show is the truth, every Tuesday and Thursday, we act a motherfucking fool, we hope you enjoy the show, cause we do it just how to use it, topic contest, and
sit back.
cups, roll up, light up, enjoy the show, cause we do this for the people, it's Grind Hard Radio, let's go!
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.